In this Leader Feeder, we look at how you can become a more effective listener. You can imagine the pressure I'm under at home when my wife Robin knows that I teach listening skills. I remember her making the sarcastic comment, "You teach listening skills, don't you?" And once she said, "Why do your clients think you're such a good listener when you don't listen at home?" I made the mistake of saying, "Because you don't pay me and they do." It was a pretty cold night in the house that night. I believe most good listeners work hard at listening. It might come easier for some people than others, but you can work on your listening skills. And when you do become a better listener, you'll notice that relationships improve, performance increases, and your own ability to persuade and influence will grow stronger. Here are the top three things that you can do to be a better listener. Listening skill number one, avoid distractions. Stay focused on the individual, making eye contact, and avoid letting your eyes wander to things happening in the background. Put away any distracting devices and make the person in front of you your priority. If you have something urgent to attend to, tell the person you need to take care of something first and that you'll be able to give them your full time and attention they deserve. Listening skill number two, let them finish talking before responding. Many leaders are fast-paced and they have a tendency to finish people's sentences or cut them off before they finish expressing their thought. This can be perceived as disrespectful to the team member. In many situations, all the person needs is the opportunity to get something off their chest, and they may even be able to solve the issue on their own by simply talking it out. And listening skill number three, use active listening skills. I'm grouping a few concepts here, including having you show your listening by nodding and using words like, "Tell me more," or "That's interesting." You can also ask questions for clarification before you respond. And the ultimate listening skill, summarize what the person said before you respond. Some leaders avoid certain employees because of past run-ins and experiences, so try and suspend judgment about the person or the message until you hear them out. By focusing on your listening skills, your team members will see you as a more effective communicator and a better leader. Once you get your team to feel better and perform better, you may also be interested in other leadership-enhancing skills and abilities that we offer on our website at frontlineleadership.com, or you might want to join with other like-minded leaders at our Facebook page. Hey, I want to give a shout-out of thanks to the London Convention Center. Boy, is it a beautiful venue, and they've allowed us to shoot our Leader Feeder videos here today. But if you have any kind of training event or corporate organization, or maybe you're part of a national association, they have beautiful space here and very attentive staff to serve your needs. So London Convention Center, thank you for allowing us to shoot our videos today.